In today's reading, we hear that we, along with all the Christians as the body of Christ, are evangelical disciples. With the power given to us by the Holy Spirit, we proclaim our witness of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, the eternal love of God, and our relationship, covenant, with the Holy Spirit. Our reading today is from the New Testament, from the book of Acts, chapter 10, verses 34 through 48, pages 1710 and 1711 in our red Bibles in the pew. Then Peter began to speak. I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts men from every nation who fear him and do what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, telling the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came upon all who heard the message. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone keep these people from being baptized with water? They have received the Holy Spirit, just as we have." So he ordered that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked Peter to stay with them for a few days. God is still speaking. Thanks be to God. I begin the message today with a caveat regarding the following phrasing in today's scripture. We are the witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a tree. The New Testament is not anti-Semitic. An example of this is reinforced right from the first sentence of our reading today. Quote, I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts men from every nation who fear him and do what is right. We are all God's children, God's beloved. I interpret the above they in the they that killed him as the Roman governing leaders, Jewish governing leaders such as Herod, and some Jewish church leaders, all forming an uneasy alliance to get rid of Jesus for their own various and maybe conflicting reasons. There are other scriptures in the New Testament that seem to accuse or state the Hebrew people, the Jewish people, of killing Jesus, owing a blood debt. These other passages or phrases are much more in your face than this one is. This is very subtle. But by interpreting these passages in the context of that time, we find that this animosity is actually rooted in the ethnically Jewish, newly Christian faith, Jewish people. The writers biasly professing that the Jewish people were responsible for the death of Christ, because at the time of the writings in the early Christian church, the time of these Bible writings, the Acts of the Apostles, the Gospels, the same Jewish people that, or leadership that collaboratively with the Roman leaders and other Jewish leaders, King Herod, collaborated for Jesus' death, were the same leadership that were violently persecuting the newly Christian faithful. The Jewish people were under Roman rule. Trying to get this to line up. There we go. The Jewish people were under Roman rule, and Rome ruled mercilessly. The Jewish people had no power within the Roman justice system. Jesus would not have been able to be put to death without Roman approval and Roman complicity. Moving forward. How is your spring cleaning going? Is that a tradition that you follow in your household? Or maybe something you do all year long? Or maybe something only if and when you have to move? That's the big clean out time. Easter season, or Eastertide as it is also known, is a great time to do spring cleaning regarding your relationship with God, your journey of God. During Lent, we have been reflecting, changing, growing, culminating with transformation, rebirth at Easter. So we each have a great head start on the dusting off, sorting through, packing up boxes or bags of things that are mucking about and interfering or blocking our efforts to follow Jesus' new covenant. Now we need to let them go. Throw them out as the garbage that they are, because not only are they not serving us, they are preventing us from fully serving God. Today, we are talking specifically about being a witness for God, fishers of people, evangelical disciples, fulfilling God's mission here on earth while we strive to do God's will. I find that I do my spring cleaning throughout the year because then I actually get something done with it. And then I don't consider it such a large, overwhelming job, like where do I start? And the pressure's off. I have noticed, however, that I delay the throwing out part. Even physical spring cleaning, I delay the throwing out part. And those bags and boxes accumulate until I'm tired of stepping around them, and I finally take them to Goodwill. With the spring cleaning of our hearts, minds, and souls, we don't have the luxury of allowing those packed up boxes of what is not serving us and the boxes that are hindering us in our journey of God to accumulate. We must throw them out immediately, or we might end up reflecting on the same things over and over and over when we've already made a decision and then we need to move on or throw it out. There's a hymn Part of the lyrics is, they will know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. There are so many ways to witness to, witness for God. And God gives us the tools. God gives each of us the gifts or traits that we need, just individual, that we need. God gives us those things to allow us to witness as we are meant to witness, however that may be. Again, remember God is with us now and forever, guiding us, strengthening us, loving us, comforting us, now and forevermore. We are not alone. God is all around us. God is with each one of us individually and with our congregation as the whole. As we read Scripture, learn Jesus' teaching, and live as a part of the body of Christ, quote, we are also the witnesses of everything Jesus did in the country of the Jews in Jerusalem, unquote. Thinking back to our centering time earlier, do you hear the Holy Spirit asking, can I get a witness? Will you witness? Each and every one of us, congregation as a whole, the Church of Christ, we are all witnesses as we serve and act and follow like Christ in Christ's ways.